movies, TV, streaming, all the things you should be watching. It's The Feed with Kevin Begley, Star 99.9.
All right, Wednesdays in The Feed, we talk TV, streaming, and movies with our friend Nick Johnston. He's a writer for Vanyaland.com. And the past couple weeks, he was up in Canada, in Toronto, for the International Film Festival. Are you back down in the States, Nick?
Yep, I'm safe and sound on U.S. soil. Believe you me, after riding on those Toronto roads on a bicycle without a suspension, I kissed the ground as soon as I got off the plane. But it was a lovely time, lovely festival, saw some really great stuff, but I'm excited to get back to the upcoming current releases, I should say.
Yeah, and I feel like this is the time of year in the fall when we start getting some good stuff, because this is when all the networks or studios start to put out their good content leading into award season or just the fall TV schedule, you know?
Absolutely. It sweeps all the time, you know. Everybody's getting their best product out and trying to get that dollar, you know, especially once school goes back and adults can go back out to the movies again and all that stuff. And speaking of which, most of the stuff on this week's calendar is in theater film, except for one of them. So we'll start with the one streaming choice for the week, which is the incredibly controversial Andrew Dominik directed film Blonde, which is coming out on Netflix on Friday, and that is an adaptation of Joyce Carol Oates' light fictionalization of the life of Marilyn Monroe, played by Ana de Armas. And boy, everything I've heard about this one says it's pretty intense. It's got an NC-17. I think it's the first time a film from Netflix has done so.
Wow.
And the response has been all over the place, but if you want to join in some absolutely wacky water cooler conversations on Monday, I highly recommend checking this one out and perhaps turning it off if you don't like it real quick.
That's wacky. I feel like you never see that rating anymore. It's always R. That's nuts.
Never, ever, ever. Yeah. So you must know there's like something going on here that's enough to let them pull the NC-17 out of storage and slap a poster with that, you know?
Right.
But on to our two bigger releases of the week. We'll ratchet up in scale, I think. There is a wonderful new documentary coming out on Friday about David Bowie, directed by Brett Morgan, who directed Kurt Cobain Montage of Heck a few years ago for HBO. It's called Moon Age Daydream, and it's the first documentary or film production of its kind that the Bowie estate has participated in since his passing back in 2016. It's playing in IMAX at theaters around the country, and everything I've heard about it suggests that it's an absolutely must-see doc if you're a big Bowie head. It's full of archival footage. They dug in deep into the private vaults and all that sort of stuff, and it covers his entire career. Yeah. So if you're a big old David Bowie fan, go ahead and get your tickets.
Yeah, anytime the family or the estate gives approval to one of these type of movies, I feel like it's always a good sign, because it's just the most authentic story of the person, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And you've got access to all that extra material and all that stuff, and you've got the ability to blow it up and put it on IMAX screens all around the country. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
Yeah, it comes out on Friday, but then again, you probably won't have trouble getting a ticket to it because as I was looking at showtimes a couple days ago, a certain other movie is selling out theaters around the country in advance, and that is Olivia Wilde's Don't Worry, Darling, which stars Florence Pugh as a young woman in the 1950s whose husband is recruited to work on a mysterious project called the Victory Project. That's led by Chris Pine, and her husband is played by the one and only Harry Styles. There's been quite a bit about this film in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of drama.
They really haven't been the best press publicity tour run. On the other hand, there's no such thing as bad publicity.
Right.
But it is kind of very funny, from Shia LaBeouf saying he got fired to him going back and Olivia Wilde saying, oh, you didn't get fired, and then he said, yeah, I got fired, yada 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 yada. It's just to all the alcohol fueled nonsense at Venice to, I mean, even a couple months ago, back when they showed off the first trailer for it, Wilde got served divorce paper, I think like custody papers on stage at CinemaCon.
That's right,
which is just bonkers. And I think people are doing this to try and talk around the fact that, from what I'm hearing, the movie might not be that great. But apparently Harry Styles is good. He was in this wonderiful movie called My Policeman at TIFF, and I think he's got a real big future in the career, in the field of acting, I should say.
Yeah, he's got some acting chops. And then you had that weird spitting incident where people said he spit on Chris Pine, and then he didn't. And yeah, so there's been a lot of nuttiness around the behind the scenes of this movie.
Yeah, absolutely. It reminds me a lot of the Magic Loogie from Seinfeld.
Right.
So, yeah. Absolutely. But anyway, that hits theaters on Friday, and will it be good? Will it be bad? Who knows? I just know that every single person who loves gossip is probably going to be at the theater on Friday.
Oh, for sure. So, all the Harry Styles fans, too. It's going to be nuts.
Oh, absolutely. So go ahead and get your tickets for that one. Just go ahead and accept the buyer's remorse if it's a bad movie.
Right. All right. Well, it's the first official weekend of fall, because fall starts tomorrow. So there you go. You got some good picks for this week, I guess.
Absolutely. Yeah. Go out and enjoy your last, days of warm weather by going inside to a perfectly air-conditioned theater and watching a movie.
Right, exactly. So. All right, thanks so much, Nick. We'll talk to you again next week. Nick Johnston, check him out at Vinyland.com. Thanks, man.
All right, thanks, Kevin.